Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I am Andy Kirikides, and once again, I'm riding solo for this week's edition. Today, we are going to talk about the expectations after you make a commitment. If you are so lucky to make a commitment to a college baseball program, whether you're a 25 or this podcast hits you in August and you're a 2026 and you've made your commitment, there's a couple things that I think that are really important to understand. Probably the biggest of all is your race is not run completely at this point, and you really need to set your eyes towards preparing yourself to be a college baseball player. So having a plan in place to make sure that your development continues. Until you sign that national letter of intent, not to be confused with the NIL money, but the NLI, the national letter of intent, if you're a Division I player, Division II players on scholarship, until you signed on that dotted line, everything is verbal. And coaches have the ability to make adjustments to what their offer is. They have the ability to move on from a player. And if you lose sight of that fact, then you don't continue to get in the weight room. You don't continue to work on your swing. You don't continue to work on your speed. You don't continue to work on your skill specific stuff. You don't continue to get with your pitching coach, and you're not continuing to make progress. You could find yourself in a situation where coaches move on from you. And it happens more than people want to recognize. And it's an important thing for players who commit to understand that that is really just a stop along the way in the process for you to get to where you're going to go. You're going to want to connect with your college coaches. You're going to want to make sure that you are on the same page with them from a development perspective. They may have a pitching guy or a weight guy or a hitting guy that they want you to go and work with. That constant line of communication, understanding what their standards are, understanding what their expectations are, understanding what type of system they want to put in. If you're a pitcher, you want to make sure you're on the same page with that pitching coach in terms of what they do from an off-season perspective, what they value from a pitching stack perspective, speaking with them about the things that you need to tighten up and continue to progress with as you evolve as a pitcher. Very, very important to make sure that you open those lines of communication and that you put yourself in a position where you're constantly getting better. The other layer to this that is more of a recent thing is the transfer portal. And make no mistake about it, coaches are absolutely shopping in the transfer portal to make their programs better. And you need to make sure that if you are a high school player and you make a commitment to a school, that you do not give them a reason to move on from you or find somebody in the portal to replace you. That constant focus on continued development, making sure that you're getting bigger, make sure that you're getting faster, make sure that you're getting stronger, make sure that you're holding up your end of the bargain in the classroom. These are really important pieces of the puzzle and things that you need to consider post-commitment. Because the last thing you want to do is make a commitment. This probably sits more with the 26s, is make a commitment to a school. Say you make a commitment in October, you decide that you're going to skate through, you're not going to put together a really strong offseason, and these guys come around and they see you in the spring to check in on you. If you haven't made the progress that they expect you to make, you now become dispensable. And it sounds harsh. It is harsh, but it's the reality of what college baseball is. It's incredibly competitive. And for a lot of these guys, specifically at the Division I level, their jobs are on the line if they don't bring in players that can help them win. And it's your job to make sure that those guys feel that they can trust you as a player and that they know when they're not looking that you're getting the job done. So finding a way to make sure that you check those boxes, get with somebody who can help you with the strength component, find somebody that you trust from an offensive perspective that can help you hone your swing, find a quality pitching coach who's going to help get the most out of you in the offseason and put you in a position where you're constantly improving so that when you get to that college campus, you put yourself in a position where you have a chance to compete for time, you have a chance to get in the mix, carve out a role as a freshman which has become increasingly important, is getting on the field and being able to contribute to the program that you end up at. So as far as expectations from a commitment perspective, make sure that you're dialed into what you do in the offseason. Make sure you're holding up your end of the bargain. Make sure you're communicating with your coaching staff and you are on the same page with them in terms of what your development needs to look like. These guys are there to help you. They're going to try to get you integrated into their program as quickly as possible. And a lot of times that happens in the offseason with them giving you information that you need in order to get better. So reach out to those coaches, be proactive with it, and do not sit on your ass and go through the process thinking that everything's going to work out. You have to earn it. You have to go and take it. Make sure that you do everything you can to put yourself in a position when you step foot on campus in that fall, whether it's the fall of 2025 or the fall of 2026, whatever it may be, you need to make sure that you put yourself in a position where you can go and compete as soon as you step on campus. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.